absolutely. That's obviously a very difficult question, and it would be very difficult, you know, to make a transformational change overnight. So obviously, we need to take a gradual approach. We need to take the realities on the ground into account, et cetera. But Dr. Dax, you know, when he was speaking about Trinidad and Tobago, he actually pretty much stated the reason why a number, for instance, of the diversification measures failed. And, you know, the main culprit was just inefficient policies. So in that case, you know, you had state subsidies, you had an inflexible labor market, you created moral hazards, you know, from the government side, et cetera, and that creates a number of inefficiencies. Now, in Angola's case, I think we have to make a differentiation between NOCs and IOCs. So when governments own the resources in the ground, you know, the regulatory incentives, the regulatory framework and so on, creates different types of incentives, and it can lead to a number of inefficiencies. Now, if we look at the IOC department, for instance, let's look at the United States, Canada, and also towards Europe, we see that the companies on their own volition are already starting to take measures to adjust to global energy transition realities. Now, for NOCs and governments, it's much more difficult. I think the first step would be to basically go at the root of the problem and make changes on the policy level. So when we have more favorable, you know, market-driven incentives, that stimulates change. And so the more actors, the more, you know, players are involved, that leads to a more efficient allocation of resources, et cetera. So I think, you know, the change has to come from the bottom up. And in this case, it would be the governments and the state-run companies.